Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, second line from the top. Well, let's briefly go over the kind of a ham check, so let's just quickly recap. So in the Mishnah we had the example of Kiddushin, the Safek Kiddushin, where they're standing 8 amos away and he throws it, Safek Karav Lo, Safek Karav La. And the Gemara then asked why, in the, how come we don't give that example when it comes to Gerushin? And we had Rava's answer. He said this woman is Becheskes Heter L'shuk, because that's the stand right now. She's married, the Erva's married, and has a Tzaras, there's a Tzaras Erva, and since she's the Tzaras Erva, therefore they're Mutter T'shuk. And then, therefore, we're not going to al-safek, and maybe, you know, there was the gerushin, and therefore, she's not mutter t'shuk, al-safek, we're not going to take her away from being mutter t'shuk. So then we had Abaye said back to him, so why don't we say the same thing with the gedushin also? Well, because it's the opposite. Because when it comes to gedushin, she's mutter right now to the yavam, but maybe there is gedushin, it would make her a tzaras erva, maybe. So why don't we say that keep her under cheskes mutter to the yavam, okay, and not say that there was no kedushin. So the Gemara says, so why are we making her do chalitza? The Gemara says luchumra, only luchumra. Okay, so now the Gemara goes on, and then it asks if the chumra becomes the kula, and the Gemara says no, it's not a chumra kula because she'll know since she's doing chalitza. It's all safek, because the else there she would be able to do yivim also. In fact, they were answering it to do yivim and only allowing kid a chalitza. So that we know it's only a chum. Okay, that's where we left off. Now the Gemara asks, "Ihachi gerushin nami." So if that's the case, why doesn't the Mishnah teach the case of gerushin? Meaning the same thing, so and we didn't have that by Gershon in our Mishnah, that they're standing 8 away, throws the get, sort of. So why, because there we said, no, because why should we ask, she is a cheskes mutter t'shuk, why should we take that away? So the Gemara says, why don't we say, though, that, yeah, teach the case of Gershon, safek korav lo safek korav la, v'litzrecha chalitza, and have her do chalitza l'chumra, who made the yadai the chumra bi'alma, the chumra bi'alma, and we don't have a problem of the people are going to, you know, the people know it. They'll know it's a chumra. Why? Because she's only allowed to do chalitza again. You can't do yibum, only chalitza. So similarly here, why can't we teach the case of gerushin and have her do chalitza, and because they're only doing chalitza, they'll know it's only a chumra. Okay, let's see Rashi. Gemara says, litni safek karav lo, etc. And then made a yada the chumra bi almahu. Kolomar, I chayshid, because what are you worried about in the case of the gerushin? The lo lemer inchi, we're afraid that people are going to say, hey, mi de chalitza, because again, mi karadin, the chazaka is, Tzaras Erva over here, she's Mutter T'shuk, and okay, that, but if we're gonna, what we're doing, we're saying, yeah, but maybe there was Garrison, so maybe the Tzar is really supposed to do Chalitza or Yibum, you know, with the brother. So we say, what are you worried about? The Smear is going to say, well, Mi Dechalza, Vadai Garrison Gemuri Nin, who people might make the mistake and say, hey, wait, why did she do Chalitza? You know, she should be Mutter T'shuk, she's Tzaras Erva. Oh, I guess the gerushin really was a good gerushin, right? So she's not the Tzaras Erva. People might say that. And then what? And midechalta vadei gerushin gemurin ninhu. The e kaddish la lemigureshes inish de'alma. And then we're worried that people are going to think, oh, okay. So therefore, if somebody from the outside is now going to do kiddushin with this woman that this safek gerushin was done with, the hadar kaddish lachotza. And then that person's going to also, let's say, Mekadosh her sister, they're going to think, the Kamaisa, Gerusha Nebachas Kiddushin, they're going to think, well, The first one's a good Kedushin because originally she was Mugureshes, and they're going to think the original Gerushin was good. So was the original Gerushin was good? She was a free woman. And therefore, when this guy from the outside came and did Kedushin with her, it was good Kedushin. And then when the guy also is Mekadesh the sister, they're going to say, well, that's nothing because the Basraisa is love Kedushin because you can't marry two sisters. And they're going to think the second sister is nothing. Meanwhile, that's not necessarily the case because the whole Gerushin was a suffix. And therefore, maybe the first Kedushin, wasn't a good Kedushin. And therefore, the second one the sister is a good Kedushin. And we got problems. So, no, lo teichu shlachi, don't have to worry about that. The midalo mitchayevet sarasa, mitsyavemet sarasa, why? Because since we're only allowing chalitza, we're saying, okay, chalitza tzara kadu. Just to be safe. In case, well, the machmir just to do, but only chalitza made a yadai the chalitza chumra b'yamu. So people will then know, since it was only chalitza we're allowing, they'll realize, oh, it's only a chumra. But if there really was a gerushin here, then why would they only allow a chalitza? Chalitza you can do yibum also. So the fact that they only allow a chalitza, people understand it's only a chumra, and we're not going to run into any problem. So the Gemara answers. And says, "Ima taomer choletzes misya vemes." The danger is that it's true in theory, but the problem is once we're starting opening up things, it can get dangerous. Once we start saying, let's be machmir, do this just in case, do chalitza, even though she has a chazaka that she's mutar l'shuk, etc. But we'll just do chalitza. But the problem is, when do chalitza, next thing people might end up doing evil. And yibum is not a good thing. Why? Because they're doing yibum, basically we say that she's a tzaras erva. That's a chumra, but she's a tzaras erva. A tzaras erva means she's a tzaras erva. And if she's going to do yibum, a tzaras erva doing yibum is a nisarkari. So it's also like a chumra shabali de kula. We're going to be machmir to do chalitza. It can lead to a kula that she's going to end up doing yibum also, which is us. The Rashi says, it can lead to that she's going to end up doing misya vemes, says Rashi, v'kamiyavim tzaras erva, and then it's then again, because that's, her chazak is that she's a tzaras erva, and then it might be that she's going to do yibum, which is kamiyavim tzaras erva, the ukma chazaka, because that's her chazaka, that she's tzaras erva, upaga v'karis, and then you got a problem with karis. Okay. So the Gemara goes on and says, so if that's the case, we have a kasha achanami. So what about so too? Why don't we say the same thing with kiddushin? Imataomer choletzes mitzvemes. So if that's the case, if we have this, kashash or whatever, then whenever we're allowing chalitza, it could be dangerous because they might end up doing yibu. So then, why don't we say the same thing with the din of the with the kiddushin? Okay, now in other words, with the case of the Kedushin, there we did say, in the case of Safik Karavlah, Karavlah, right, we said that we're al Chumra, we're making du Chalitza. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, why don't you say the same thing? If she's gonna do Chalitza, she may not be doing Yibu. Says Rashi, Hachanami Gabi Kedushin, Amai Choletzes. Okay, so again, so he's married right now to only like we'll call it the Tzara right now. There's no, that's the only married to the Tzara. But there's Mechsavik Kedusha that maybe he got engaged to the Erva. That's the case here, right? That maybe he did Kedusha on the Erva, maybe not, we're not sure. But he's married to the, so right now she's Mutter to, she would be Chayav and Yibum Khalif and everything. But we're worried that maybe there's Kedushin. Once there's Kedushin, she would be a Tzara Tzera and she'd be Asa. So we say that she has to do Chalitza. So you say, she might not be doing evil. So it says Rashi, Hakanami Kedushin Amai Choletes. Ha'ati Li'ibu, she might do evil. Medilma Kedushay Ervek, Kedushay Havu, Kamiyavain the Tzara Tzera. And maybe perhaps the Kedushin, is Kedushay Erva, is Kedushay Abu. Maybe it really was a good Kedushin. We don't know. That was a suffix. But maybe it was. Let's say it was a good Kedushin. So therefore this woman, the Tzara, is Tzara's Erva. And then if we're by saying to do, okay, we'll do chalitza. Well, she ran into Yibum, and then she might have been a Tzaret Erva. She's going to do Yibum, and they got problems. They come Yavin Tzaret Erva. So the Gemara says, that's not such a problem. Why? V'tzit Yavin. Let her do Yibum. V'ein b'kachlum. Why? Chazaka kakaima. Because here it's the opposite. Here, what's her chazaka? Right now, as things stand, the Sarah is the chazaka of being mutter to the Yavin. That's her chazaka. It's just that maybe there was kedushin with the erva, and that makes her a tzaras erva. Maybe that's the suffix, right? If there might have been kedushin, and maybe now she's a tzaras erva, but her chazaka going into this is being mutter to the yama. So what are we worried about? If she's going to chalitza, she's maybe going to do yibum. Even if okay, so she does the worst thing she does yibum is she's falling back on her chazaka. So that's what she's really supposed to do. Could do really, but also her chazak, but she's mutter to the yavam. Just there might have been kedushin, and then she's out. Okay, but so if the worst scenario happens that she actually does yibum, that's she's doing what her chazaka tells her she could do. So therefore, that's why we're not worried about that. If it would be right, but like you know, as we see all over the Torah, you go after ukmiya chazaka. So that's an authentic, thing. So she's her chazaka, then she's mutter. Something you want to take her out of her chazaka, you don't take her out of that with a suffix. So maybe chazaka is she's mutter. Maybe, okay. But that's therefore we just said just in case we were said chalitza, just in case, but. Okay, there, but it's where you start before he threw it. Before he threw the Kedushin money to the Erva. What was her matzah? 100%. She's 100% mutter to the Yama. That's right. But, and then now we're taking her out. Maybe that's taking a suffix and suffix mutimi devada. This is what it is. And then maybe something came out with. Okay, Rashi, Chazaka, Karma, she's Chaimer Chazaka, the Cheskeshetzer Liyavam, that's her Chazaka. Okay, Vaiter, Esave Abaye. So now Abaye is a question on Rava. The case is, basically, we have the same setup. Okay, we're starting with the same setup. We have the two brothers. One of them is married to the relative of the other brother, his daughter or whatever, and he has another wife, Saras Erva, and that's what we're starting with. And what does it say? What happened? The Nafal Habayis Alav, the Al Basachiv. Okay? And then a house fell down on his brother, the one who was married to the Erva, his Erva, and on the Erva also. So we don't know who died first. So make the cheshbon, right? If his brother died first, so then he died first. He left the erva and the taras erva to his brother. So that's not the erva and taras erva. They're both mutter b'shuk, and that's nothing. No, they don't do anything. However, if the Erva died first, okay, his daughter, whatever, the other brother's daughter, the Erva died first, so then the Tzara is not Tzara, it's Erva. Because when the husband died, right, she wasn't a Tzara, it's Erva. So then she would have to do Yibum and or Yibum Chalitza, whatever. So she's either Mutter Teshuk, because Tzara, it's Erva, or she's Chayav in Yibum Chalitza, right? So it's a Tzafik. So what do you do? Because of the Tzafik, it says, Sarasa cholesa, velo misyavemis. Okay, you don't know. So play it safe, just in case she's not a Tzara Tzareva, so do chalitza. But not yibum, and guess she is. So therefore, as Rabbaye, am I? Hachanami neima isha zu, becheskes heter l'shuk, omedes, umisafek, atabala otra, al tesra, and umisafek. So why don't you say the same same Rava, this is Abaye again asking Rava, this is what Rava had said in her case of throwing the get. And he said, why don't you teach that? So he says, no, we don't teach the thing of throwing the get. It's because she's now mutter to shuk, and this is because of throwing the get. We're not going to make her, because of the stopping, now, after her. She's mutter to shuk, mutter to shuk, that's finished. So ask the Abaye, so why don't we say the same thing over here? Right? As before anything fell down on these people, what was their matzav? She was a tzaras erva. Right? The erva is alive. This is a tzaras erva. As things stand right now, she's mutter to shuk. What? Yeah. No, I'm saying if he died. No, if he
died.
No. We're saying we want to know what her matzav is right now. In other words, if the husband would die right now, what's her matzav? That's Tzurcha Zaka. Now, right now, as things stand, if her husband would die, she'd be Motzit HaTashuk. Right? She's a Tzara Tzareva, right? As things stand now. Okay? That's her status quo right now. Okay? So, we say, but maybe what has something happened, the Erva died first, and now she's not Tzara Tzareva. Maybe. Okay, so I'll stop it. We shouldn't ask her. Also, maybe. We stop it. I'll test it. Same thing that we say when he throws the get. We said, right now, if the guy would die, same thing. If their husband would die right now, so what's the din? She'd be Mutzel Shuk. But this, now we're throwing the thing, because the topic, maybe, now we're going to ask her to the Shuk. No. So that was Rabbi Svar. So we say the same thing over here. Right now, if the husband dies, as things stand right now, she starts the Erva. Yeah, but maybe the Erva died first, and then, I'll say, stop it, we don't take it away. And if you want to answer, Hachanami L'chumra, and if you want to say, okay, and Hachanami, but you're right, really we should just, let her go to the Shuk, because it's not her Chazaka, but, Sechumra Dati Leidei Kula, Sheimata Omer Choletes Mitzvemet, and so maybe you want to say, but it's a chumrah. You're right. Really, she's mutter to the shuk. That's a chazaka. But machmir, just in case the erva died first, so we'll be machmir. You can say the same thing we said before, though. That's a kula. The chumrah that comes to him might come to a kula. Because if we're going to allow her to do chalitza, we might allow her to do. She might end up doing yibum, and she might be really a tzaras erva, which her chazaka is again. And then we're allowing to do yibum to be a shadow kari. That would be a chumra that bothers Bali Deku, exactly like we said before. So why don't we say that over here? So the Gemara gives two answers. First of all, one second, maybe we'll see Rashi if we see answers. It fell the al basachif says Rashi, v'hi ishto, and this is what. Tarasa choletzes, we tell it to do when after the house fell down, we tell the tzara to do chalitza. Lo miftra bivalochlum, not let her go with nothing. Mishum tzaras erva. Why? Because shemahi meisa rishona, because maybe the erva died first. V'charkach meisu. V'tznan v'kulam im meisu ha'ares kodem lebaleim tzarasim uteras v'perakama. So since that might be a possibility that the erva died first, and that would mean she's not tzaras erva anymore, the erva is dead, so therefore if you would have been chayav and yibum chalit, so therefore just in case we make her do chalit. The lomisya bemis, why shemahu meis rishon? So maybe the husband did die first, then she's a tzaras erva, right? V'havi Allah hach tzaras mitzito. Okay, we said hachi garsin and the chumra dasi leikulu, and that's not good because it might lead sheimat haomer chalat. You might end up being mitzya bemis. Okay, so now what's the answer? So the Gemara has two answers. Answer number one is gerishin de shchiche gazer buma rabbanan, but mapolis the lo shchiche lo gazer rabbanan. First answer is simple, that it's a matter of what shchiach, right? They were, it's true, there's this, danger that you may be, if we're going to allow chalitza, may not do yibum, but we're only going to go to something in a common-ish type case, which might happen, with gershin, unfortunately happens quite often, And since it happened, it might be that Israel is again, or how often Israel they get to each other, but there could be, if we're going to there, be machmir, I think it's a thing that can happen quite often, so it's a chance that if it happens a number of times, one of the times it might end up that chalitza may not have to do nibu. But mapoles is not something, Baruch Hashem, what happens every day. The houses fall down on people. Right? It's, so therefore, they didn't have to make it there. Oh, we're going to let this thing, this, you know, this tzara, you know, that the house fell down, the kohais, that maybe we're going to allow her to do this. So how often is this going to happen? And that we're going to allow her to do chalitza, the whole thing is nothing as poshkia. So therefore, there they didn't need to make this gezeira. That's answer number one, says the Rashi. Gazu v'rabanan, the safek gershin be'erva, lo tachlatz tzara, shima ta'omer chalatz mitzvemes. Okay, so now that's okay. Now the next answer is, inami gershin dekaime erva, dekamuchach, v'tarasa, kamatrachala chalitza, amri, kamu b'rabanan, begita, begita me'al yahu. The atu live you militara, but mapoles mi kamu burabana the mapoles. Okay, so this is also like more of a logical type thing. That if we think, what are we really worried about here? That in the case of Gerishin, right? The Gemara says the kaima erva the kamucha. The air, everything's in front of us, right? We see the nobody's dead, you know, like in the case of mapoles, everybody's alive over here. We see this Erva, we see the co-wife, okay, we saw that he threw the get, whatever, and people are going to see that what happened. They said, hey, now the Rabbanan said that this co-wife, who we thought was a Tzara's Erva, you know, is doing Chalitza. So the people are going to say, oh, I guess the Rabbanan felt that when this get was thrown, it really was a good get. Because otherwise, why would they let this Tzara's Erva? She's Mutu Mashuk. What is she doing Chalitza for? Oh, I guess the Rabbanan, you know, felt that this was a good Gerishin, and therefore she's not Tzara's Erva, and that's why she has to do Yibu, she has to do Chalitza. And again, then people might say, oh, I guess so they might as well do Yibu also. Because obviously it was a good get, that's why they made a Chalitza. She might have, because everything is there, okay? But that's what they might think. That's not the Rabbanan Paskin. The Rabbanan Paskin is a good get because they saw what happened. They said, I guess this is a good get. But that's because they saw what happened. But in the case of the Mapola, if they people see the Pesach is that she can do Chalitza, then what are people going to say? Well, I guess the Rabbanan saw with their Nevua, you know, that, because why are they laying into Chalitza? You know, maybe she's a Tzara's Erva, maybe. Oh, I guess Rabbanan knew with Nevuah that what happened was that the first died the Erva, and that's why they're making her do it. That's ridiculous. Right? People are going to think they're Nevi'im, the Chavim are Nevi'im, they knew exactly who died first, and can they say, oh, I guess, yeah, that's what probably happened. Yeah, so she might be, so I guess she could do Yivam also, she could do Chalitza, because that means they knew for some, and the Ruach HaKodesh, that the Erva died first, that's why they're making Chalitza. So, okay, so I guess they do Yivam also. That's ridiculous. So therefore, that's why we don't have to worry. There we can say to do a chalitza. We're not worried. They're going to do yibum because they don't understand. It's only because of the suffix. Oldest?
No.
There was a mapole. There's no kazakh.
You don't know. What do you
know? Right. What did I know?
Why wouldn't people think that the Rabbanan
Exactly. That's exactly it. That's what people will think, which is good. That's what we want. And that's exactly that. People will say, obviously, the Rabbanan, yes, they just did it because of something. They don't know it. And therefore, when they say that she can do Chalitza, they're not going to say, oh, she can do Yibum also. Because people understand. No, she can't do Yibum. They only say she has to do Chalitza because of the something. Okay, let's see Rashi. The Kaima. Okay, right. The kaima erva we said, come on. The difference is here the erva is in front of us. Okay, we see it in the case of the gittin. V'kamachachas da kol roim shazut tzaras erva. Everybody sees. Yeah, this woman was a tzaras erva. So now the Rabban says, okay, you can do chalitza, so even though she's with the Sarah Serva. So therefore, Atila, maybe you might say, oh, I guess Kamu with Rabbana and Begita, the Begita Me'al Yehu. They said, oh, it must be, the Rabbanan said, oh, chalitza, I guess they felt this was really a good get in the end. You know, threw it to her, and I guess it was really good, and that's why the Ainzu Sarah Serva. And therefore, about to leave you, and then she ends up coming. Next thing you know, they'll do the zubik because they'll think it's a good gerush, and she's now mutter to do good kalito or you also. Again, to do Avabim Mapolis, inami matzrachas la chalitza. If we're going to be machmir or whatever and say to do chalitza, mi ati lemeimar tamubu rabbanan b'mapolis. Are we going to say the same thing? That what people are going to say? Yeah, in the case of the mapolis. V'chi elu hadayanim hamatzichim otah chalitza nevi'im heim. What are people going to think that these rabbanan that says you have to do chalitza, you're not mutter to shuk? Why? Oh, I guess they were nevi'im, that they knew that the erva died first, right? The yadushu shehi meisa rishona, that the erva died first. The lacy liyavim tzar, because of that they say, oh, and therefore you can do yum also. It's ridiculous. Made a yad, hide the chalitza mishum sveika haya, and therefore people won't make that mistake, and therefore they'll know that must be simply because of the suffix, and that's why you have to do. We're on Lamed Aleph in the middle of the Amud. The first word on the line is Bama Polet, and we're on Vegabi Gerish and Milos Nan. Okay, so where are we holding here? So we said. By the case of Gerishin, when it was Safek Karavlo, whatever. So he said, in such a case, it doesn't mention it in the Mishnah, because the Maitre, we wouldn't say in such a case that we do Chalitza, because we'd be goes there and say we can't do Chalitza because you might come to do Yibu. Now the Gemara is questioning this, because we do see a Mishnah in the Gittin which seems to be beferish not that way. We do say we have to be choshek, we're choshek for chalitza. You have to do chalitza. Gavi gerishin milot nan. We say we're going to see here chalitza, and we don't say oh maybe we shouldn't say chalitza because you might come to me. But see, that's not the case. It says in the Mishnah, Hatzal medes birshuta rabim uzrakolo. La karov la megureshes karov lo in a megureshes. Not much the case that we didn't want to teach in the Mishnah, our Mishnah. Here we see it over here in Gittin. Right, they're standing 8 amos away. The husband throws the get to the wife. Suffolk whether it's karov lo karov la. So if it would be karov la, then it would be a good gereshin. If it's karov lo, it's not a good gereshin. In a megureshes a mechza mechza megureshes vein a megureshes. Here we have the suffix, and if it's seemingly, as we'll see, it's not necessarily the case, but seemingly, meaning that if it's a suffix where it is, closer to him or closer to her, then it's a suffix gerish, and it's megureshes, it ain't a megureshes, it's like a suffix. V'amrinam, and we say, lamai hilchasa. More specifically, the megureshes part of it, and on the side that maybe there is a gerishin over here, what's the kanaf gemina, what comes out from here? So the Gemara brings a couple of nafkaminas. First of all, dekoinhu asurale, that if it is a good gerishin, that makes her a grusha, and therefore she'd be asur to a coin. So if on the tzad it is a gerishin, that's nafkamina asur to a coin. The e erva he, it's no geya to us now. The e erva he tarasa by a chalitza. So if she's an erva, then in like we've been speaking about in our case. Where there's she's an erva, she has a co-wife, Sarah, and she's an erva to the brother. So that would be the nafkamina also that we say that sarasa bayi chalitza, that just in case if it's not a good gerishin, so then there's she's a tzara's erva and they're both mutter teshuk, but with bichoshesh. And that it is a good gerishin. Mela the erva is megureshes. Mela the tzara has to do yibum chalitza or whatever. But we say because we don't know, we're choshes, so we're tzarasa by chalitza just in case. Ay velo amrina sheima ta omer choletes misyavemet, and we don't say that we're, like we've been tiny, which is the question, that we don't want to do such in such a case of Safek Chalitza, because she might end up wanting to do Gershon, and if she does Gershon, Gershon is a problem, because if she really is a Tzaras Erva, so it's Mama Shasta. And to avoid that problem, we don't want to say doing Chalitza either. So that's the, yet we, well, might, so we do see there's a Chalitza over here. The Gemara answers, Ha'it Marla, Rabba V'Rav Yosef, Damri Tarvayu, Hacha, Abishtei Kitei Eidi Maskinan. So, as it says in Gittin, that Mechza Mechza doesn't mean what we thought. We thought Mechza Mechza meant, Yisroel is not sure if it's clear there, we're not sure where it's close to. No, it's Mechza Mechza means that we have a split in Eidim. We have two Eidim that are saying it's carved to her, two Eidim that says carved to her. That's not stam, we just don't know. This we don't know because we have a chiluk in Eidim. Okay, so shteki te Eidim askina, nechasomer is karov la, it's close to her, and therefore it is megureshes. Nechasomer, one cut says it's karov lo, and therefore it's not megureshes. The havelei sveika de araisa. Okay, so meaning, so why is it different? Why yes? Over here we have to do chalitza because here it's a seika deraisa. What does that mean? So we have, since we have here two Eidim, of course, are believed for everything, and two Eidim say that it's close to her, two Eidim say though that's close to him, so we have a chiluk in Eidim. Now normally even though here, right, we do have a chazaka, okay, and that's what we've been saying the whole time, since she's muchzak right now, the status quo is that she's a tzaras erva, because that's the status quo right now. Just that maybe the erva was migureshes, so we had a status quo. And that's why we're saying the whole time that Lamai says since she's mutter to shuk, that's the metzias, the status quo. She's mutter to shuk. So therefore, we were saying we don't want to, just because on the maybe that maybe she's migureshes, we didn't want to allow that. And then we didn't want to even say the tzara to do chalitza because we might come to do yibum, and since the status quo is that she's mutter the shuk, we didn't want to get messed up. However, that's if it's not a deraisa, meaning, so Rabbi Kiva Eger explains it like this. He says that when you have two eidim, okay, against 100 eidim, so what's the din? So we say tre kameya. We say meaning, say I, but this is like so much more. You have your 100 Eidim, here there's only two. But we're not, we don't, let me tachet to that. If this, we believe two, and therefore we can have 100, we'd even believe in just like not any more, this is more Eidim. Okay? So therefore, here, the fact, just like when we say tre kameya, Rabbi Kiva Eger, we don't believe the 100 more than the two, so too, if you have, like in our case, you have tre against tre, but this one of the tray has a chazaka behind it. Okay? Right? In other words, the one that we have, she's the mukhzak, and the status quo is that she's a tzaras erva. That's the status quo that we're starting with. Except maybe there was a garrison. So on the one hand, you have two Eidim that say they are, she's megureshes. Okay? That she's megureshes. The other hand, you have that she's not megureshes, and you have a chazaka. Because the chazak is that he started off that she's not megureshes, right? That's the status quo. Hey, look, I have it's stronger. That's not any stronger. It's just like trei kameya. Meya is not stronger than trei just because there's more. So here, just because you have on the side, on one side, you also have the chazaka behind you. So that doesn't add. Just like, we're going to slug this up a little bit later. But at this point, we say it doesn't add. Just like extra aiding doesn't add to that side. So also, a chazaka doesn't add to that tzara. It just doesn't make it any better, stronger, because you have a chazaka that she's a tzara zereva. So therefore, there's, on the one hand, there's no gerishin, because it's maybe korav low, and besides that, you have the chazaka that she's a tzara zereva, and that's what we started with. That doesn't help. That doesn't add anything. And therefore, it's just like trei kameya, I mean, it's like two against 100, still like as if there was two against two. So through here, two against two plus a chazaka doesn't make it any better because plus a chazaka. So for mamish like trey, as if there was no chazaka here, and then what's the din? That's why we have to do chalitza. and we must do chalitza over here, as the Gemara is saying. That's why, if it was the case of, in the case of Gittin, the reason why we don't say, oh, let's be chalitza, that's why why should we do chalitza, like in the Yibum. No, you have to do chalitza, because here, it's not just a chumra to do chalitza, that is the din. You must, because it's mamash an authentic Safik deraisa, as the Gemara calls it, because it's like, it's tray, and the chazaka doesn't help, as we say. So that's why we say it over there. Whereas umasnisi nahacha, whereas our mission over here is not talking about a cases of tray, rather bavasacha. Okay, the way Rashi, different perushim, we're going to stick with Rashi. So the way Rashi says it, it's not talking about tray, but 1-1. Right? Now there's one aid that says it was close to her. One aid, which is not, there's no midiraisa. It's nothing. It's meaningless. And just like, since in deraisa, one aid is nothing, so really the din should be, you fall back on the chazakah, so whatever the chazakah is. So if it's it's in the case of gerish, and the chazakah is mutter tashok. If it would be a case of kedushin, then it would be that she's not mekudeshes, and therefore the tzara is not really, she's not really a tzara, she just has to do regular chalitza or yibum, and then because only, because he calls it the chasachas means one group, meaning two eighty, one saying this and one saying that. That would only sake of the rabbanan, and therefore that's why, since our mishnah is, one's going to question this also. How do we know this? But at this point in the war, since our mishnah talks about only 1-1 and not 2-2, so therefore that's why it didn't say again the case of safek korlo by gershon again. Because if it was saying by Gershon, then the din would be that you'd have to do chalitza, and if you're chalitza, you would say then you have to do yibum, and we're not going to do chalitza because you might come to do yibum, and therefore that's why we leave out the case that it doesn't mention the Gershon case we said before in our Mishnah. Okay, let's see Rashi. Karov lo, middle over here, the other. Karov lo, mefurish, this is mefurish in the Masechet Gittin. L'may hilchasa. So he said, why do we, that on the side that it is mugureshes, why do we have to know this? So they ask, it's the Archoner asked, the guy, why didn't the Gemara say the obvious nafkamina would be that if she's a mugureshes, let's say somebody else go ahead and marries her after that. Does she need a get? I mean, if she is a mugureshes and somebody else then comes along and gives her kedushin, so she... You have to know if she's divorced or not. If she's divorced, then somebody else gives a kedushin, and then he has to give her a get if he wants to divorce her. If not, then she's not, she's already, she's married. Okay, but fine. Anyway, so the Gemara, Rashi goes on. The Ma'ayel Chassadim claim Megureshes, the Havilat Sveka Deraisa. Kaven Detrei Amri Karovla. Okay, since two are saying that the dead get is close to her, and therefore it is Megureshes. So Lo Matzi Leukme Sara Chazaka. Therefore, we can't go by what we've been saying until now and saying, okay, we go after the Chazaka. Okay, the Miftara le Alma below Chalitz without anything. Because, like we said, because this is an authentic derice, and Rashi didn't go into the whole pimple, but like we said, that, and therefore, and since that's the case, the Chazaka is really meaningless. It doesn't add to anything because we have it with the two and two, like we said. Okay, Umesisin de Hacha be Kasachas. However, our Mishnah is talking about one kas, says Rashi. Aid Omer Karovla, that's how he explains kas, like just one group. So one, two aid him. One aid is saying that it's closer to him. Aid Omer Karovla. Therefore, by Kiddushin, Hudeika Lemisnaya. That's why we, in our Mishnah, we only taught of the Karovla, we only taught it by Kiddushin. Mishum de Becheskas Heter, Liavam Kaimi. Like we said, with the case of Kiddushin, as things stand right now, she's mutter to the yavam, because that's, you know, just a regular one wife, and she's not an heir or anything. She's mutter to the brother to do yivam, to do chalitza, whatever. And then now we only have a suffix. Maybe there was a kedushin. Mishum eidecha damar karavla, and this because the one aid comes along and says, hey, yeah, but maybe the kedushin was good, but maybe it was because one aid says it was karavla. Lo maskina la mechazaka vechalta. And therefore, we're not going to take her out of the chazaka just because of the one aid. It says maybe there is kedushin, and therefore we can in theory do yibum or chalitza, but we're only going to do chalitza. We said we don't want to do yibum because you might come to the yibum. Aval begershin leikum isnai, but we can't teach, and therefore, and that's why we didn't in our Mishnah the case of gershin. Why? The Becheskes Keter L'Shukheim. Because here is the opposite. Here, as things stand right now, you know, before he threw the get or whatever, we said he's married to both, she's a Tsaras Erva, they're both Mutter to the Shuk, and that's the Chazaka of Keter L'Shukheim. And therefore, the Eid Echad Amar Karav La, therefore, since we're only talking about one aid and one aid, so if one aid would come and say it's karov la, that it is a gerishin, by lafuki mechazaka, and therefore that's not gonna be enough to, you know, take it out of the chazaka of being mutal ashuk, just because one aid said that it's a good gerishin. The cave in the lake, aidu shalim, since we don't have, therefore, aidu shalim of two aidim, just one, therefore, as lina lakula, and therefore we have to go lakula v'kam mukmina chazaka, and therefore we'll leave the chazaka of mutar l'shuk v'lo ba'i chalitza shimata omer chaletzav mitzvemes. And again, and we can't teach the din of chalitza, because if we're going to say chalitza again, we might come to yibum, and since she's the chazaka of mutar l'shuk, and therefore would be a problem if she would do yibum, of course. Okay. Gemara goes on. Mimai de masnisin de hacha bekasachas. So Gemara asks. So, but why do you want to say it? We say the whole thing is why you didn't teach gerishin. You know, because the Mishnah is talking about only one, like we said, two eight in one thing. This one saying that. But why do you say that? Why do you have to say that the Mishnah is talking about kasachas? And then because of that, you couldn't teach gerushin, in other words. So the Gemara answers, well, because dumia de kedushin. Because we see it has kedushin in our Mishnah. And kedushin is kasachat, so therefore it would make sense that that's what our topic of our Mishnah is, and therefore that's why we didn't teach gerushin. Dumia de kedushin. Ma kedushin is bechasachat. So ap gerushin bechasachat. So, you know, if it's talking about one by get kedushin, so therefore we want to teach gerushin, it has to stick with the same thing. It also has to be one. Okay, says Rashi, Af Gershin Mechatzachas Kolomar I Havet Tani La Lehu. That if it would have been taught, Al Korcha Chavi Mitukma Dumi Dekushin. If we would have taught Gershin, we didn't, because if we would have, it would have to keep in the same topic as the Mishnah, which is where we see Kedushin, Mishumachi Lo Tani La. And that's, in fact, that's why we didn't teach it, because we have to keep it the same. And what is Kedushin is one cut. Therefore, we'd have to say the same thing by Gershon, and then we said that doesn't work, and therefore, that's what we didn't teach. Okay, now the Gemara asks on this. The Kedushin Gufayu, Mimai Debevasa, Debechasacha. So, Gemara is saying, okay, that all would be true, but we're going on a Hanacha that the Mishnah, in fact, when it says Kedushin, is only talking about one cup. But why? Why do you want to say it's talking about one kas dafka? How do you know kedushin is dafka talking about one kas? The kedushin gufayu mimai de chasachas dilma b'shtei kitayinim. Maybe the case of kedushin in our Mishnah is also talking about tre, two saying karov, the kedushin reacher, two that didn't, etc. So the Gemara says no, that can't be. Why? Because e b'shtei kitayinim. Because if you want to say it's talking about two kitayinim. So why does it say the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, that the Tzara is not mityabemes? Alright, what does it say? It says, no, it's she needs chalitza. Right? If there's a Tzara, if there's two things, there was Kedushin, two things, not Kedushin, why would we say that the din is that there's chalitza and no yibu? Tityabem bein bekachlum, let there be yibum, and why can't there be yibum? Tityabem bein bekachlum, there shouldn't be any problem of doing yibum. Now, this is a very difficult question, which is, according to this way of learning, Gemara now asks it, and says, why would you say, Tichyavim Bein Mechachlum, Kaimi Eidim, Gemara says, Vika Amri, Akar Avla. V'at Amar, Tichyavim Bein Mechachlum? He says, what do you mean? Yeah, Tichyavim Bein Mechachlum. Why would you say if there's Tre, as we said before, that if there's tre, then it's ki'ilu, you don't go by the chazaka anymore, because it's like tre kameh or whatever, and therefore, what would you do? You'd say, well, to say that it's a good kedushin. Well, it's a good kedushin, she's a tzaras erva. And others to say, not a good kedushin, so she's not a tzaras erva, so what do we do in such a case? We say tre, okay, so you have to be machmir, which is the case, you have to do chalitza, right, which is what it says in the Mishnah. right? So what do you want to? Well, how can you say that? You go back, you fall on the chazaka, and therefore, why not do yibum? Because the chazaka is that she's not. There's no kiddushin here. There's no kiddushin here. She's not a tzaras erva. Can do a regular even yibum, not a problem. How can you say suggest such a thing? We just got through saying that trey is deraisa. And in such a case, you can't just follow. There's no chazaka here. You have to go tray, and you have to do chalitza because of it. So that's number one. Vesu, and furthermore, now we're going to change everything around and turn the whole table. And that is, how could we now we're questioning this whole theory and saying no, really tray. We've been saying the whole time is deraisa, okay. But now the Gemara says, how can we say before when we answer with the Gemara in Gershon, right? Why don't we say by Gershon? Oh, it says no, Gershon is talking about trey, and that's why you need chalitza over there, and because it's deraisa. But Gemara says, what do you mean? Why should it be deraisa? Lichura b'shteki te'edim nami seked rabbanan hi zamrinan uki trey behade trey ve'uke isha. Sorry. Meaning, says Rabbi Kibager, stay in line. So it's not like the way we explained it before, right? That we said, well, we have when we have tray, it's just like saying we have tray kameya, because we have one side tray, the other side is tray plus the chazaka, and chazaka is meaningless; it doesn't add to anything. But now the Gemara is questioning that whole theory and saying, no, that's not how it works. Meaning, he says, that what's the idea of trey? Trey is, the Torah says, it's supposed to believe two. Okay? And it says you have more than two, it doesn't matter, it's a matter of belief. And therefore, you have two, so believe him for everything. If you have another, we have 100, believe him for, it doesn't matter, you believe him like you believe two. Because chazaka is not an extra reason to believe. It's not like trey kameh. It's not like we have here two. You'll hear of 100, so there's more reason to believe. And we say, no, we don't, just we got more on this side, doesn't make it. But chazaka is not the same. Chazaka is not like, okay, now there's more reason to believe, we have a chazaka on this side. It doesn't boost the nemanas. What does chazaka do? Chazaka is just something you fall back on if you have a doubt. That's what it is, not a boost in nemanas. So mele, back to our case, you have two saying Karavla, two Karavla, right? You have the, so what is that? So that's, yeah, believe these two that said it was Karavla. Yeah, but we got another two that said it was Karavla. So it's Mamish, we're Basafe. Exactly. So what do you do when you have a Safe? Then you fall back on the Kazaka. So Dafka, it's a Sekhid Rabbana, meaning we don't say, hey, well, we didn't add anything to Mamish, the rice, the something of it. No, that's not what a chazaka does. A chazaka is what you do when you don't know what to do, you're in besafek. And that's what we are over here. So therefore, we should see, as we've seen a number of places, Gemara is going to bring another example, Midi Dehavi, in a second. That's where we say that. We see it all over the place. Okay, trey behade trey, they cancel each other out because no, we don't have one better than the other one. And then that's when you fall back on the chazaka. That's what the chazaka does. Okay. Fine. So let's see. Rashi brings two perushim. Okay. You know what? Let's just see a little bit more, and then we'll go back to it. And then the Gemara says, "Where do we see this? Midi dehavi anichse de barshatya." As one of the examples where we see trey, this idea falling back on chazaka. This guy, his name was Barshatya, and he had nechasim. And this guy was, as his name says, sometimes he was a shoteh. And sometimes he wasn't. Like he was a guy. Every now and then he has these spells where he's not normal. So this guy Barshatya Zabi Nikse, he sold his nechasim. So Atu Beitre Ve'Amri Keshuchalim Zabin. So two people came and said, yeah, no, it's okay. When he sold his stuff, he was normal, and it was a good sale. Whereas Atu Beitre Ve'Amru, another two came and said, no, Keshuchote Zabin. No, he sold it when he was a shote, so it's not a good sale. So here we have trey. So what is it? Is it a good sale? Not. So what do you do? Amar Avashi, as we said over here, uke trey lahade trey ve'ara ukme becheskes barshatya. So you don't know maybe it was okay, it was good, it wasn't good. If trey. So what do you do? So then you just fall back on the Chazakah. And it started off being, you know, Bar Shakya's land. He's like the Murakama or whatever. It's his land. And the question is whether it was a good sale or not. We don't know. So you leave it that by Bar Shakya. So here's an example where we don't, which it's a, as we said, it's a fake of the Rabban or whatever, and therefore we should say the same thing by Yad. Okay, so see Rashi. Last long Rashi. The first Rashi just brings the Gir Sachi Garcinim and Kedushin Gufayu. How do you know about good Kedushin? Mimaid about the Bekasachas, deal me Bishteki Tatim. In our Mishnah, why do you say Dafka Kasachas? Maybe Bishteki Tatim. No, Gemara says because he was taking the edim that he chamin sarata veimakaklum. Because then we do yibum. It's a veimakaklum. And the Gemara said, "Kai me edim v'amri karov la v'atamart tichiav veimakaklum." How can you say that? We have a trey. You don't say veimakaklum. The two, and furthermore, like we said, the whole thing is a questionable. This whole theory. The two v'shteki te edim nami seked rabbanan is who really darmina and uke trey v'chulat. So haki perusho, says Rashi, ibish tekite edim lo avitani. So he said, no, if the Mishnah was the two edim, it couldn't have been taught. The lo mitziavem, it's in the case of Gerishin, we wouldn't have taught it. Right? The lo mitziavem, it's ela tichavim be makaklum, because we would say, yeah, not a problem, we'd say do yibu. Why do ukme chazacha damad in the case of Kedushin, sorry. Case of Kedushin, we wouldn't say v'lo mitzvah, and we say she could do Yibum, right? Because we the Ukmeh Chazaka, then that she can, that as things started, that there was no Kedushin, she's not a Tzara Serva, and she would ever, we would say go by Chazaka, she can even do Yibum. Ah, ignore that. Can you say such a thing? Uparchina and Kaimi Eidim, we've got through this whole thing about Trey is the Savig Deraisa. So what do you mean, yeah, do Yibum? V'amarta Shtetri Shtay, Kitayim, it's Vekah Deraisa. This too, and furthermore, the whole thing is, like we said, questionable, but too, b'shteki to eidim nami, it's always taking the rabbanu, v'gershin gufayu. So therefore, the whole thing about gershin, when we said, well, we can't teach it, because the reason why we don't teach it is because the rice, and no, even that's the rabbanu. V'gershin gufayu, afagav the b'kasacha, so meres karavla, so lo havela lafuke, we shouldn't take her after the cheskas hatu l'shuk, that we're starting with, that she's a tzaras erva. Kevin de Ika Kasachrite Dama Karavlova Maik Tani Choletz. So why do we say Choletz? Okay, then the Rashi brings this East Mefarshi, but he doesn't like it. The East Mefarshi Hachid. The Gemara says it entirely, the question's different over here. And it says, Ibishteki Dain, if you want to situate our Mishnah talking about two Eidim, then Mihavi Arminan Le'el, the Safi Kedushin, Tisyavim Be'emukaklum. In other words, not over here, but early up, we said on the Amud. When the Gemara was saying about by case of Gerishin that if we're gonna say that we're gonna say Chalitza, you might come to do Yibum. So then the Gemara said, so Nu Hakanami, Gemara had asked, but if you're gonna say Choletz is also Mitzvah, it's also by the Kedushin. And then the Gemara says, good, so Tichyamim, so let her, big deal. So it's okay, she's at her Chazaka is that she can do it. So we're going back on that the Gemara is asking on that. Yishtikedi mihavi amrina leel. Would we have said before that b'safik kedushin is yavi meimachaklu? Would we have said that over there again? Kaimi edim v'amrei karavla umikudeshes. We have if it's talking about shteki edim, so we have two edim that are saying mikudeshes and v'nasa savishana tzara serva. And therefore, since there's two authentic edim saying there is a kedushin, so then she's mamash tzara serva. That's a mer tichyav. How can you just say, yeah, no, we say tichyav? How you wouldn't say tichyav? And mamish, if we're talking about two, elavadai bekasachas must be talking about only one pair. And there's one saying this, one saying that. And mishum deleika elachad. The amar karavla is only one thing. Karavla that it is a good kedushin. Therefore, amrina. And therefore, say the end. For therefore, we say uki tara chazaka the shar liyavam because there's only one eight. But he says kach shamati. But he doesn't like it. The kashe beinai. I'm not clear what his why not. But he says mishum de maisi siyata lemilse midenafshe that hu tisyav meimakaklum dileel hu gufe pirishachi. I say I'm not sure what he. I think what he means to say is that this whole thing back here when we said that was only the Gemara itself is there was a suggestion. You know that Gemara says hey meimakaklum over there. Now if there's a problem. Over here, there's a problem with there also. It's not like, well, what about over there? We said okay, with over there we said there. Hey, Nakanami, just like over there, we couldn't say we can't say it over here. We couldn't say it over there either. And we're not, we can't bring a raya from what the Gemara says over there. So, anyway, Kitzur, he doesn't like that parish that is going back on the Gemara. Or rather, it's going over here.